Hi, thank you for calling Art Shop Fiber. My name is Andrea. How may I assist you?
Hi, Andrea. My name is David. I received an email to sign up for a new service, which I completed everything. If you're familiar with the site, I got check marks all the way through item five, which is payments. And then the last one is 6, review. And it says, type your name as it appears on the account, and there's an asterisk. And I type my name, and my last name is underscored. And when I press submit order, nothing happens. And I know I spelled my name right.
Okay. All right, sir. Now, is there a checkbox that you have to check on that screen? I believe there is one.
On this screen? No. It goes at the bottom. There's either a previous or submit order. I mean, do I have to click on read full terms and conditions? Maybe I have to do that.
Yes, sir. I believe that it does make you go through the whole thing before you're able to submit.
Okay, hold on. Okay, maybe. No, okay. So I clicked on that. There's nothing. Okay, so I clicked on that. It pops up. I'm back to the same thing. It says submit order. Oh, now you know what? Now it's submitted.
Okay.
So
all right. Okay, there you go.
So let me ask you two questions. If I did not check for telephone, but if I want to do that in the future, I can, right?
Oh, yes, sir. At any time, just let us know.
And how come there's a difference if I do auto pay with the ACH through my bank, I get more money off than if I do it with a credit card? Is there a reason for that?
Yes, because with using a credit or debit card, there are fees associated with actually doing the payment. And so it's more cost effective to do it with the ACH debit rather than with a credit card, because there will be a fee.
Okay, I get it. Yeah, I don't like ACH because I don't want to give. When you inevitably get hacked, I don't want them to have my information.
Yes, sir. I do understand, although that information is immediately encrypted, so there's no concerns over anyone getting it, even if there is a breach.
Right. All right. Okay. Well, I hope that's true, but yeah.
Okay. Yes, sir. I understand your concern there.
Yeah. Okay. And the additional extenders, I don't have a very big house, but I do have a backyard with a swimming pool in it. Does the one extender, like I have incredibly horrible internet now, but I don't have any extenders. So I think, with your internet, because it's so much more powerful and at least fast, I shouldn't need an extender in the house. Again, it's not a large house. But will the one extender, will that, how does that work as far as going outside, to the swimming pool?
Okay, yeah, because so basically, when they come in and do the installation, you can let them know that you're looking to try to have the Wi-Fi extend onto your backyard and everything, and they can choose the best place to place the extender in your home to allow the Wi-Fi to extend out into your backyard.
Okay, and is the extender like a big thing, or is it just something that sits on a table, or what is it?
No, it's just a little small thing. I believe that the ones that they have will just like plug into the wall.
Oh, okay. That's awesome. And I assume, so it says they're not ready to install, and it'll be probably, they're within 90 days. Mm-hmm. So the ground's frozen then, is that an issue?
That shouldn't be an issue, although if the team comes out there and they're not able to dig or anything, then that may delay it, but it just all depends on the team, and weather conditions will change from time to time, but it's typically just we're just not ready to start building up in that area right now, but we will be building, and of course you won't be charged until service is active, so don't have to worry about that.
Right. And then I think the last question. So I have an alarm system and it's connected to my phone, which is why I don't want to switch it over at this point. who do I contact first? The alarm company? I assume the alarm company, because they're going to have to like rewire it so it's connected to the internet, right?
Okay, yeah, because you can give a call to the alarm company just to see what needs to be done since you are changing plans. And then if they say that you need to contact us first, then you can let us know that.
Okay. And your guys will just, you know, they come out and there's no additional charge for that to hook it up?
No, sir, no additional charge.
Okay. And is there anything else I should know about this?
Nothing else. Pretty much like what you see on our website is what you get. There's nothing that's hidden or anything, nothing to be surprised. You should just know that it's a very wonderful service and you're definitely going to enjoy it.
Well, anything will be better than what I have now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my upload speeds are in the single digits.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah, with having like the upstream and the downstream being the same, that's going to make all the difference in the world.
Yeah, I mean, I'm on copper wires right now, so it's old.
Oh, okay, yeah, it's definitely going to be a significant upgrade for you.
Okay, so actually, I do have one question. So, my set back from the road, and all my wires are buried. You know, they're not up. They're not on poles. I mean, they are on the street, but when they come to the property line, they go underground. So you would just bury your wires as well, right?
Yes, sir. If your utility's underground, we'll definitely bury them.
And do you just like bury a wire, or is it included? Is it inside like a plastic conduit pipe or something like that? Like, do you have to worry about, you know, animals, mice or something eating the wires, or not really?
Yeah, you really don't have to worry about that too much. You know, this is equipment that's made by humans and stuff, and it can't always fail, but this is something that's like, once it's installed, you really don't have to worry about it. The chances are things getting damaged or anything, very, very, very slim. It's like you have to go out your way to try to damage the line.
Right. But they don't put it in like in a pipe, right? They just drop it in a they dig a little hole and they drop it in the hole. Is that how, like a ditch kind of thing?
Yeah, pretty much something like that.
Right. And do you know how far down they go?
Okay, because yeah, I really don't know as far as how far deep that they dig into. I'm not sure, but it, like whenever they do the work, then they make sure to fix everything up just like how it was before.
Right. Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. So it says my order is complete, so now I don't have to do anything until I hear back from you guys that you're ready to install, right?
Yes, sir. That's it. Nothing else. You don't have to make any preparations with your current provider until you get your installation date.
Oh, sorry. I keep saying no more questions. I do have a question.
So you're good.
Right now, since we don't have cable service, we have DirecTV, you know, like a satellite on the roof.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as TV through the internet, how does that work? I know lots of people do that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, basically, if you want to have your TV to come through the internet, then you would just need to make sure that you have a smart TV, which most people do. It's kind of hard to not buy a smart TV these days. And just make sure that your device is connected to the internet and just use the streaming service of your choice. I know that there are several free ones that may be on your TV. But of course, like if you're looking to do Netflix, Hulu, Disney Plus, that would be a separate subscription that you would need to purchase.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, and I already have like Netflix and Netflix of the ones you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you know anything about these streaming services?
Yeah, I'm familiar since I use them myself.
Okay, so. Do you basically, is it pretty much like regular cable TV? I mean, you get the channels. I mean, they tell you obviously what channels, but you just turn on the TV and it works just like a regular TV?
Not quite. I know some of the streaming services, they, like if you were to sign up for a YouTube TV or something like that, it works just like traditional cables. But when it comes to like Netflix, Hulu, and everything like that, you just choose what you want to watch. Like it's on demand. Like you just flip through and choose what you want to watch.
Okay. And when you were choosing, how did you choose which service you wanted?
It's just based on what kind of programming's on the service. Like Netflix, you're really going to have like a lot of the big movies. Hulu's really good for like if you're wanting to watch a lot of the TV shows that come on ABC and a few other channels as well. And I know some people, they do YouTube TV because it's pretty much just like a cable TV, but it's just over the internet, and so that's an option as well. And I know DirecTV also does have a DirecTV streaming option where you don't need the dish and you just get your TV through the internet, and it works just like DirecTV does now. And so you also do have that option.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Hopefully it's a lot, because I'm paying like $100 a month, I think, for DirecTV.
Yeah.
Okay. So you just got to go online and see what channels they have, and basically.
Yes, sir. Yeah, there's a lot of options out there, but you can literally go with just stream. Like in my household, we, between the streaming apps that I share with my family, I really don't need cable at all.
Yeah, you know, I said, I don't have the DirecTV with the satellite, but, you know, which I didn't have a choice because my internet was so bad. But
yes, sir.
Now, with this internet, you know, I'd like to reduce my costs between the telephone line, which is costing, you know, over $100, and the cable, you know, not cable, but the satellite dish, which is costing a little over $100.
Yes, sir.
You know, it's, I'd like to save some money in addition to having fast internet. I want it all.
Yeah, and you'll have more options, too, with the better internet. So that's going to be very good for you.
Yeah, and what do, like, these streaming services cost? Like, if you don't want – right now I don't have, like, all the extra channels. I have Netflix, but that's separate and apart. But, like, to get your basic – so I get, you know, your basic kind of cable stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any idea what they cost?
Yeah, because I know that like Hulu starts at about like $10 a month, and if you wanted to get something that's more similar to like actual TV, like if you wanted to go to YouTube TV, that one is $82 a month, and there also like are a bunch of free services out there where, like, it's going to be ad-supported, and you can watch all types of channels based on types of different themes, and you do have that option. And I know Hulu plus live TV is also $77 per month. And, yeah, so you do have a lot of different options.
Okay. Okay, so it'll save a little money, but not because it sounds like they're, you know, $75 to $85 for something that's similar to what I'm getting now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you can also check with DirecTV to see what their option is, and that may be an option for you as well.
Okay, cool. Well, thank you very much. I'm looking forward to starting the service, hopefully in the next couple of months.
All right, awesome. All right, anything else, sir?
No, that's it. Thank you very much.
All right, you're so welcome, sir. And thank you so much for choosing Arch Top Fiber, and we look forward to serving you.
Terrific. Thank you.
All right, thank you, sir. Bye-bye.